The funny thing, in 2020, I had never been on a podcast. I'd never been a business coach. I'd never been in or hosted a mastermind. And now, like, what I do and show up in every day is leading masterminds about podcast guesting.
You tell us, why have you found podcast guesting to be so darn valuable? Why is it the jelly to the peanut butter?
Direct sales are definitely a possibility. There is obviously your email list growth. It's a long tail form of content, meaning it lives on forever as long as the RSS feed of the podcast lives on. It's like a mix of education and emotion, right? So if you're doing it well, the audience is going to learn something from you because you're teaching your framework, you're teaching your experience, you're talking about case studies. They're listening in on purpose, which is one of the nicest things about it, the idea that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, once again to 15 Minute Friday. I'm your host, Ben Albert. On 15 Minute Friday, we chat with extraordinary business people to provide actionable insights in around 15 minutes or less. Hungry business people like yourself are busy, so let's get started. Today, I have Dustin Reichman on the podcast. He is a serial entrepreneur, online marketing expert. He specializes in helping mission-driven solopreneurs add six figures to their bottom line by telling the right stories on the right podcast. Humbled to think that this might be one of those right podcasts. Dustin, man, I'm excited to have you on the show. This is going to be fun.
I'm excited to be here, Ben. This is definitely going to be a lot of fun.
So we gave the bird's eye view like two, three sentences. Is there anything unique or interesting or anything you want to add to that bio that I missed?
Yeah, that's funny. Most people know me nowadays for marketing, for podcast guesting specifically. What many people don't know is like I wrote a marriage book. I actually got online and became a digital marketer to support a marriage business that grew out of marriage ministry my wife and I did. So I've been online with a website since 2009, and that original brand was kind of our personal brand and our own story, and wrote a book around that, did speaking, and then have evolved over the years where I don't spend much energy in that realm anymore. But if you look up my name, people are sometimes like, wait, there can't be more than one Dustin Reichman because it's such an odd name, and like, you wrote a marriage book? And I'm like, yeah, I did. So there you go.
Is that what that's behind you?
Yeah, actually. Yep. It's called Engaged Marriage is the brand. It still exists. We have a membership site and digital courses, and it's always remained kind of a sandbox to do different marketing activities. And it's still a passion of ours. We still work in our church and do presentations and retreats and stuff locally, but it's just not really the business focus anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll talk about marriages and relationship advice another time. I have a million questions on that.
But interview. Yeah.
Before we get into the quote, I do want to ask what bridged the gap between being the marriage guy and being the podcasting guy? What did that transition look like?
The funny part is the transition is being a meat stick guy. So that's another part of mine. So I'm actually an engineer by trade.
Okay.
And Engaged Marriage was a side hustle and brought us online. That got me into digital marketing, which got me to do digital marketing as a consultant for different companies, which got me out of engineering. And then one of the companies that I worked with was a local butcher shop. I got to know the third generation owner. His name's Ryan. We became business partners in a company called Fire Creek Snacks. And we were marketing lots of different ways, but not podcasts. And then summer 2020, COVID, I needed an alternate way to tell the Fire Creek story. And that's actually what got me on podcasting, was to grow the Fire Creek brand. We grew that to seven figures without paid ads. And I kind of gained some notoriety for that. And that became my business coaching business that I focus on today. So I still have Fire Creek as a partnership. But that was the bridge, if you will, was marriage, then meat sticks, then marketing masterminds is where I'm at today.
Love this. And gang, anyone listening, send me a DM when you're done listening to this if you want a long form, because I feel like Dustin and I could probably go for 2 hours just scratching the surface. Today, we're focusing, I imagine you wanted to talk about podcasting, right? What was the quote or actionable insight you wanted to get us started with today?
Yeah, the quote that I use all the time, and I'm sure people have heard it, but maybe we'll give people a different spin on it, is this idea that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, right? It's a Jim Rohn quote. Everyone uses it for personal development, and we can unpack a little bit how I see it in marketing and in growing businesses.
Let's unpack it, because I've heard a lot of great variations, but I don't even want to ask leading questions. Well, what does it mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, there's a lot of applications. We can go back to marriage and everything else. But for the context of today's discussion, it's really about masterminds, really. So what I've done most recently is I did a bunch of coaching around podcast guesting, and it was good. And I could help people, and we created a system. And then that turned into group coaching, which was good. And we were helping more people. But in the past year and a half or so, I've really elevated that into a true mastermind experience. And so if someone hasn't been in a mastermind, they may not appreciate it. But you can imagine being in a room, virtual or otherwise, with 12 really ambitious people that you have something really strong in common with. And in ours, it's obviously a podcast guesting as a marketing channel, but also they're mission driven. They care about income, but they also care about impact. You get all those people in there from different backgrounds and different industries. And then you're following a system together, like learning podcast guesting, like there's real magic in that. And so I get to witness people I get to curate these groups and witness people growing together. And there's just nothing like it. And it's a funny thing. In 2020, I had never been on a podcast. I'd never been a business coach. I'd never been in or hosted a mastermind. And now like what I do and show up in every day is leading masterminds about podcast guesting. but the reason that works is because I poured myself into it. I invested in masterminds. I've learned from people and had a lot of coaching and understood how to grow this. And now I'm actually growing it and witnessing it. So it's kind of a meta thing, kind of like being here as a podcast guest, talking about podcast guesting. That's why I say the five people. I've got that for my faith life. I've got that in my personal life, obviously with my family. And there's this idea of having like a board of advisors in your life that I feel like I'm starting to create, where I've got like my go-to people for different things. But in the business world, I think there's no greater shortcut than plugging into the right mastermind environment with the right other entrepreneurs to help you grow.
Yeah, plugging in with the right peers. It really is meta. A podcast mastermind on podcast guesting as a guest, talking to someone who's an advocate for podcast guesting, but getting unmeta, let's go macro and micro. So on the macro, what have you seen the benefit, like start to finish, in a mastermind like this, like your own? And then the micro thing is kind of like, what's a specific activity you guys do together that allows for that benefit to happen?
That's a great question. Great answer. Great question. And I'll try to follow with a decent answer. I'd say that on the macro, I mean, they're obviously learning a system. They're learning how to do podcast guesting and do it in a scalable way. The thing is, you can learn that from a course, I've taught that as a one-on-one coach. So that's great. And that's what people actually buy. So this is a marketing lesson. You sell them what they want and give them what they need. So what they want, they think, is podcast guesting sounds cool. And like, I want to learn that. And so we deliver that for sure. Like they get that. But what they don't realize they need is the insights that they can get from other really smart entrepreneurs pouring into them. They don't realize they need to be vulnerable, transparent, open up about what's really going on, who they really want to serve. And so when you can create an environment where it's safe to do that and people are like really feel self motivated to give to each other, like that's what creates this macro effect. The macro effect in practice is they add six figures to their revenue. And that's like part of the promise of our program, right?
Wow.
The way they think they're going to do that is purely through podcast guesting. And most of the people, but it's a 90-day mastermind. Most of the time by the end of 90 days, they've recorded podcasts and they were definitely in the process. As you can imagine, these things take a while. They don't release immediately. It takes a while to schedule them. So they're not actually getting the returns that they're looking for in the short term with podcasting. It's actually from the experience of being in the mastermind with other people, which leads to the second part, which I'll pause there, but we can talk about some of the micro things we do to facilitate that. But that's like the big outcome is every person ever so far, there's been about 50, every person that's been through this experience, we ask them towards the end or even halfway through. And we'll say, this is why you signed up. This is the promise. We're making this guarantee. You're getting that, right? Yeah. Very happy with that. okay, what's the best part of this? They all say the group. It's the other people in the group. I didn't realize I needed a group. I didn't really want a group. I actually just wanted to hire you one-on-one because I wanted more attention. But what I realized is the group is the magic, which is goes back to the opening quote.
So I'm thinking like the group is the jelly, and then the act of podcast guesting can be the peanut butter. I want to ask you a couple questions about why guesting, but first, since we're talking about the mastermind, let us know, how do I learn more about it? Because this is going to be quick. So how do I learn more about the mastermind itself?
Yeah, best way is honestly just to email me or direct message me on LinkedIn. I'm very active on LinkedIn, a very unique name, so I'm pretty easy to find. Yes. But my email is dustin@simplesuccesscoaching.com. So if you're curious about it, like I actually don't do like a formal sales page. I have a PDF overview. I usually have a chat with people. The reason for that is mostly because like I curate the groups. I want to make sure that not only is this going to be perfect for you, because I'm going to back it up with a really strong guarantee, but also that you'd be perfect for the group. So I like each group to be the right mix of people. And that's my main role in this is curating a relation, curating these relationships. And so I like to, you know, have a personal touch. So I do have like a course sales page. I have all that stuff. But if you're asking about the mastermind, just reach out to me and we'll have a chat, either a DM chat or a verbal chat, whatever works best for you. And I can send info over that way.
And that'll be in the notes. I encourage people to start the conversation. And then, so guesting, masterclass or not, like, let's be real, whether or not they sign up for the masterclass, they need to start utilizing this opportunity. Well, you tell us, why have you found podcast guesting to be so darn valuable? Why is it the jelly to the peanut butter? The other way around. I think it was the other way around.
We choose it as the vehicle, right? Another way to say that, like, I got to get all these people in a vehicle and take them somewhere. I could choose lots of different vehicles and still use a mastermind around it. But like, we use podcast guesting for one, it's universally applicable. If you have an online business, like there are podcasts that would help you grow that. Podcast appearances, I should say. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a lot of benefits of podcast guesting. And so not to go too deep into this, but direct sales are definitely a possibility. There is obviously your email list growth. It's a long tail form of content, meaning it lives on forever as long as the RSS feed of the podcast lives on. It's great for search engine optimization because you get backlinks. So there's lots of these like technical digital marketing things that they're boxes that podcasts check. The big, huge difference and a big differentiator and why podcast guesting and not a lot of other options, or maybe in addition to other options, is relationships. It's a relationship driven medium because we're typically doing it like an interview. And so it's long form and educational, meaning I get to tell like a full story. This is shorter form today, but like you typically a 30 minute, maybe 45 minute interview. Mm-hmm. People really get to know, like, and trust you sometimes in the course of one interview, if you're doing it right. And you get the relationship with the host. And then we talk about how to make sales, you know, on the back end of it. But so the podcast guesting is very special for, those are a few of many reasons that I'm in love with it. So
I'm going to ask a bozo question, but people are genuinely curious. How is me showing up and talking about myself for an hour build a relationship? Or is there more to it than just, you know, pitching yourself and talking and then ghosting?
Oh, yeah. I don't even typically talk about, I mean, it's very much not a pitch. It's usually a story, right? Like, and it's multiple stories. So the way that it creates a relationship is it's usually education. It's like a mix of education and emotion, right? So if you're doing it well, the audience is going to learn something from you because you're teaching your framework, you're teaching your experience, you're talking about case studies. They're listening in on purpose, which is one of the nicest things about it, right? You're not interrupting them. They're like, oh, I like this host and I'm going to download this episode with Dustin because I like the title of it and I'm interested. So now I've delivered on education if I do it right. And in the right, you know, the right style of interview, you also can talk about story and emotion and the reason why you do things and like some of the background that maybe people will connect with. And then that provides if you teach me something, I may remember like what I got taught, but I might not even remember who taught it to me. True. So when you start connecting emotional stories to it, then people are like, oh, Dustin's the guy who, you know, overcame an alcoholic father and had a grandpa who fought in World War II, and his grandson is now his business partner at Fire Creek Snacks. And I got all kinds of stories that, if you know, in the right format, I will weave those in, and then they become like earworms, and like, you remember me for that. In today's interview, I bet almost everyone's going to remember marriage, meat sticks, and marketing. And they're like, there's a Dustin guy. What a weird background. You know what I mean? But that's my true story. It's just what's unique about me. That's one of the things that's unique, is I've had all these weird applications of marketing knowledge. So
marriage, meat sticks, marketing,
and masterminds. Yeah. And you got to add the fourth M now. So
M quadruple M squared. What do you even call that? I don't even know. So on the tell us this, because you brought it up, and it actually is important to me, just peer-to-peer, friend-to-friend, like your podcasting, masterminds, you're making a lot of money, but what are you doing it for? Like, what does that allow you to do personally, though? Like, what's it all for?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's a deep question for a 15-minute podcast.
I just decided in the moment it's going to go over 15, and you talked about emotion. But I wanted people to get to know you a little bit better. So yeah. I think it's important to ask.
Well, here's the real answer. And I've never said this publicly before. And it's a realization I only had maybe a couple months ago. So I'm a Christian. And so, I mean, that's where the whole marriage ministry came out of. It's obviously a big part of my own story and my own life. I grew up without a faith life. Actually met my wife, and then her parents, the model of them is what brought me into Christianity. Then I got pretty deep into it. And then I've had these like really rich spiritual experiences with small groups and things like that. And what I've actually realized is the reason I'm so drawn to masterminds and leading them is because it's a form of discipleship. And so I'm definitely not Jesus Christ, but like the whole model, if you're familiar with Christianity, is there's this leader and he's got 12 people around him. Yes. And these 12 people go out two by two and evangelize and spread his word. Like, that's what I'm doing in masterminds. It's not faith-based at all. I don't have any idea what religion people are, but just you say why, what's the deeper why? The deeper why for me is it's an expression of my faith. And it's like the unique way that I can do that. I wasn't called to be a preacher or a priest or whatever, you know, but I was imparted with a lot of weird, unique business experience that actually helps me be a good facilitator. It helps me speak into like unique insights into people, give them a place to, you heard me say earlier, they feel safe.
Yeah.
They can be vulnerable in a place where they never have before. Most of us as entrepreneurs don't have a peer group of entrepreneurs, right? And so to have a place to show up, to celebrate wins, to talk about frustrations, like you say why, like that's why, because it changes people's lives, and marketing is a great channel to change people's lives through. And again, like the people in my group, if they listen to this interview, they're gonna be like, oh, I didn't even know that Dustin was a Christian. It's like not an overt thing.
Yes.
But that model is why I finally understand why, like this is it for me. Is like, wow, these masterminds are so awesome to be in and to lead. And that's why it's that discipleship. Discernment is a big thing that I've learned in my own life. Like, how do you make tough choices? How do you stew on things over a period of time and ask for divine intervention? And like we learn discernment through this mastermind process, and then evangelization. Like, how do you go talk about your brand in a healthy way, a giving way, a serving way? That's a lot of the practical takeaways people get. We use and then again, pretty big answer, but
I love it. Yeah.
For a podcast guesting application, but that's the bigger picture. So that's a great question. And then personally, also like the financial side of it, it's all about personal freedom and being able to be very giving and generous and spend a lot of time with my family. You know, I've been married 21 years, have three kids, they're teenagers. So time is fleeting. And I like this model because it frees me up from a lot of the service-based work that I used to do. So.
Yeah.
Long answer, but you got me going.
It's powerful. And what I'm hearing on my end is I'm hearing impact and capacity to spread that impact in a small group, a trusted group of peers all in it together allows that space for that impact. And it's quite similar to a church experience. It's quite similar to a sports team or a band, but it's creating that impact with each other. So, wow. This is why it can't be 15-minute Friday. It's got to be 25-minute Friday.
I want to get Dustin Reichman on the line. It's hard to be 15 minutes.
I could go. Same. I mean, I could go all day with you. Out of all this stuff, let's provide a little bit of clarity. Yeah. I call them integration steps or integration homework. I don't know if I like the word work, because it's not meant to feel like work. It's integrating something you learned so you can get the benefits of what you learned today. What do you recommend people do to integrate what they just heard from this interview into their lives?
Yeah, you know, we can talk about specifically how to get started with podcast guesting, but I think in a more immediate and broader way, I would say go think about your existing network and think of three healthy partnerships that you could advocate for or form, right? So this could be like, if you're in a group, great. That's usually one of the best places. It could be clients of yours. It could be peers of yours. It could be podcasts you've been on. It could be podcasts you listen to if you haven't been on any yet. But the idea is like, okay, I do what I do. And then who would be a great collaborator, right? Like, so an example from my world, I talk a lot about lead generation, marketing, podcast guesting. And so I've had a lot of great partnerships with publishers and people that help people write books, because authors want to write books and these people are great at helping them write books. But then what do they need? Marketing. And they need, and they're storytellers, because that's why they're authors. So it's really easy for me to come do like a guest training for a publisher. And then they say, hey, we got this free training with Dustin. And then I give a lot of value and show exactly how they could use podcast guesting to grow their book sales. And then, you know, I have a course or a mastermind or whatever at the end. And if you want to go deeper, if you want to work with me on this moving forward, here's how you do it. And it's just like a win-win-win, because the publisher gets, they're providing a service to their people. The authors are really excited to learn. And if they choose to invest more, great for me. But even if they don't, I've grown my network. I now have a relationship with someone new who can refer people. I have all these authors who know about me. So maybe they don't hire me, but I'm the first one they think of when their friends ask them. So that's just one example. But for your listener, I would say, like, who do you know? Like, who have you hired? Who has hired you? And just think through like a creative way that you could reach out to them and advocate doing some kind of marketing partnership together. And it could be pretty darn simple. It could be like, let me, you know, hey, you got a great lead magnet. You know, you got a great free offer. I'd love to send that to my email list and just share about you. And then, you know, then the law of reciprocity takes over and they might want to share yours with them. And so that would be a really simple, easy thing. Text. I did this yesterday. I text someone in a LinkedIn post, just express gratitude for them. It took me no money. It didn't like cost me even like to send it, but it was a LinkedIn thing. And you know what happens? They left a comment that was like effusively praising their interactions with me. And then they tagged people in about like, oh, you need to know Dustin. And like, so, and I wasn't doing it to get that. It was more of like, hey, like, this person's on my mind today and they've been so good to me. And like, I tagged them and told people why they should follow them. And then of course they reciprocate. So anyway, long answer again, but like, think of a partnership and then go do it. Like, don't just think about it, but go actually take some action on it.
Yeah. I love this. Write that person's name down if you already have them on your mind, or write down the industry or the vertical or the values. This is Kick Butt, Dustin. At first it was 15 minutes or less. Now I say around 15 minutes. I'm thinking as long as I keep it under 30. But
still counts.
You, the listener, is what matters most. So let me know if you like the slightly longer format, if you want it to be shorter. But I don't want to leave without giving you another opportunity. If people do want to go deeper with you and learn more and make a friend, tell us once again, what's the best way to make that move?
Yeah, I got two options here. So if they want to reach out, they want to know the accelerator, or that's what my mastermind's called, that whole world, just send me an email. It's Dustin@simplesuccesscoaching.com. The other thing they can do if they like don't want to mess with sending me an email, if they go to podcastpitchplaybook.com, that's my lead magnet, right? That's my free thing. It's over the shoulder training of how I find and pitch podcasts and get yeses from 80% of them. And I actually include three real emails that I've sent to get on real shows. So if anyone's like curious about how to get started and they want to like a shortcut to how to I actually get hosts to say yes to me, podcastpitchplaybook.com is totally free. And that's my gift to the audience. I think they'll get a lot of value out of that if this is at all interesting to them.
And I'll say it, because I know 80% is a good hit rate, guys. It's a really good hit rate. So that in itself is worth checking out. Dustin, man, thanks again for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure.
It's my pleasure, Ben. Thanks so much for having me.